There was a man who had a young son, and they liked to go on short vacation adventures. They decided to go and spend 2 or 3 days in a beautiful mountain setting. And when they went, it was a place that they had not been to before, so they hired a guide to take them so they could see the best places and the best things. Right away, the guide took them to a place that they never would have been able to find. And it was really, really beautiful. And they loved seeing it. And each time he would take them out over the 2 or 3 days, they would encounter so many things that had so much beauty. Things that were beautiful and they noticed immediately, and other things that he pointed out that they wouldn't have noticed the beauty of if he hadn't done so. At the end of the 3 days, the young man turned to the guide and said, "Boy, you must really be able to see God out here." And the guide sort of chuckled and he said, "You know, the more times I come out here, it's hard for me to do anything but see God." The man was able to see God in all things. What will you be doing on December the 3rd? Today's December the 2nd. What will you be doing on December the 3rd, 2118? That's 100 years from now. What do you think you'll be doing? It's a question to think about. There may be one or two or three people in here, people, that might be around then, but the rest of us, one way or another, will probably be gone. And do we ever think about that? Do we think on a daily basis about the fact that we're going to be gone? Most people don't think about it. Most people go along in their lives and do what they want, do what they please, and then they'll stop every once in a while and think, "Yeah, maybe I ought to say a prayer or go to Mass or something." But do we plan for the life to come? Do we live our lives each day thinking about what's going to happen to us after we're gone from this earth? No one knows the hour, no one knows the day. All we have to do is watch the evening news to get proof that we're not going to live forever. People die each day unexpectedly in accidents, in murders, different ways. Today, we observe the very beginning of Advent. Advent, the season that we are preparing, watching and waiting, preparing for the coming of this Christ child. But on this day, our gospel reading is not talking about that. As the season goes along, we'll hear more about that. But today, we're talking about the coming of Christ, but it's the second coming. And we hear in the gospel of all the horrible things that can happen and will happen at the end of the world. The things that are terrifying. You know, just 2 weeks ago, we heard similar reading from the Gospel of Mark. That was coming to the end of the church year, the liturgical year. Today we begin a brand new church year and a liturgical year. And we read from a different gospel, Luke's gospel. So are we ready for that day? That's what the gospel is talking about today. And it's got some really scary things in it. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and people, nations, will be in dismay. People will die of fright in anticipation of what's coming upon the world. The powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. So all of these frightful things are building up to, but when these signs happen, stand erect. Raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. You know, if we're in the midst of all those terrifying things and we're scared to death, it's sort of hard to feel that our redemption is at hand. It's sort of hard to feel safe and sound in the midst of all that terror. So how can we feel that way? What do we do to feel that way? The answer is really pretty easy. It's just pretty hard to do. And we hear what the answer is in one form or another every week when we come here. Excuse me. Our gospel reading today comes from the 21st chapter of Luke. Most all of that chapter deals with end times issues. Today's reading starts with verse 25. The one we didn't hear today, but we'll hear it other times, is the verse 24, and it talks about the times of the Gentiles. Well, all of the gospel writers, what they call synoptic gospel writers, that write about the life of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all of them observe these, talk about the end times. And they all look to the times of the Gentiles, but Luke's gospel that we just read from today is the only one that recognizes that the end times don't come immediately after the destruction of the temple in the year 70 AD, the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus in his life warned the people that if you keep sinning, this temple is going to be destroyed. Well, this is not long after he died in the year 70 AD, and the temple was actually destroyed by the Romans. That was the, according to the New American Bible, that was the beginning point of the times of the Gentiles. And the end point of the times of the Gentiles is the coming of the Son of Man at the end of the world. So they thought, in the other two Gospels, that it was going to come right away. Luke's Gospel was written a little bit later, and he sees that there's some time between it. But who knew? We still live in the times of the Gentiles. The destruction of the temple in Jerusalem was 1948 years ago. But we still haven't come to the end times, to the end of the world. Again, each week when we come here, we hear in one form or another the things that we need to do to live the way that God calls us to do. To simplify that even more, what we need to do is to obey God's laws and the teachings of Jesus, especially the one that says, "Love one another as I have loved you." And the root of the word obey means to listen, to pay attention. So what we're being called to do in this season of Advent is to listen and pay attention to what God calls us to what Jesus calls us to. And just as important, we need to listen and pay attention to our lives so that we can obey God's commands. When we learn to listen and to act on God's words each and every day, then we can stand erect, as the gospel says, in the face of adversity. Then we have learned to trust in our future with God. Then we'll be able to see God in all things.